Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
Uncharted waters. We've been in uncharted waters politically in this country and in many other ways as well. But I got to tell you, folks, I kind of think that, you know, we could see a former president who lost the election and then comes in and then wins it back again. I mean, this is unprecedented in American history, but after hearing some of the things that Donald Trump talked about, and of course, yes, we know all about the 2020 election, but the principle is a president that went out of office, typically they have to go into oblivion. It's almost self-imposed oblivion that they go into after leaving office in order to make room for the new president, that kind of thing. But Trump has never been like that. We're totally off the charts here, folks. So I don't know, after hearing some of the things that President Trump was talking about, if he carries that on through the rest of the election, we might see something unprecedented happen in American history. So just saying. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the broadcast. Glad to be with you. Of course, we have so much to tell you about on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine this morning on the program, be on the show with us. Also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And our show today, of course, chock full as always. We want to welcome everybody listening on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. Good morning to everybody there. Also, good morning to everybody listening to us along the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN, by the way, too, working hard for us. We appreciate that. And, folks, GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliate stations across the country. So, once again, folks, Wednesday morning, it's here, it's midweek, and we're making it through the week here. Things are going pretty well. We've had a lot of energy this week, a lot of great calls as well, and I'm sure that this morning will be no different. Thanks again for the wonderful birthday messages that everybody sent me on Facebook and via email and other ways as well. I sure appreciate it. It really made my day, and I'm just very, very happy to receive that. All right, so let's get right into it. Now, did you have a chance to see some of the town hall that Donald Trump had with Sean Hannity on Fox News earlier? Well, if you didn't, you're in luck because we have some great audio clips. And, of course, this comes just prior to the fourth GOP debate, which we'll be talking about, of course, on tomorrow morning's program, on the Thursday morning program. And we'll have some audio clips from that as well. And that's also a crucial debate for all four of those candidates who made the debate stage. Doug Burgum, of course, has dropped out of the race. But it is going to be a crucial debate, no doubt about that at all. But Donald Trump, in that setting, I thought did very well. Basically, as people look around, as they literally open up their front door and they look outside their home and they drive down the streets of their town or they drive down the streets of their city, right? Even with still very expensive gasoline, right? If they drive through the streets of the city, they travel, they do whatever. They're seeing, and by the way, if they also try to go to the grocery store, they're seeing many of these different effects. And then they turn on the news, and they see what's happening around the world. They may start to really say to themselves, that central question that we've been talking about, very much here on this program. The question that the Democrats fear, the question that the Democrat Party elite absolutely fear, because the question is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? So now, whether it's Trump as the nominee, and again, you know, we have to couch it like that, I think, for the time being, only because anything can happen. Joe Biden may not be the nominee. He may step aside, right, for health reasons, spend more time with his family. The poll numbers, we got a story about Joe Biden this morning, poll numbers, that he's basically at the lowest he's ever been, this kind of thing. These are crucial things, and this is for all the marbles. As I mentioned on the program yesterday, you know, we always hear, it's very cliche, that this election is going to be the most important election of our time, and that's why we got to get out there and vote, and that we hear this every single time, right? But there's something about the 2024 election now that really does seem to carry that weight with it. And the reason being, because of the different things that are happening around the world, the volatility that's there, the things that are happening in the economy, and the things that are happening, yes, with the perception that people have about these things. And so this next election, if you have Joe Biden, not just Joe Biden, I think it's more appropriate to put it in terms of the continued policies of the Democrat Party elite, the far left. It will absolutely have the worst possible effect of all the things that we're seeing in the Middle East, of all the things that we're seeing happening with China, of the things we see happening here in terms of energy, bring in social issues as well. It seems like everything is just kind of discombobulated. That's the 50 Cent political science term right there, isn't it? It is discombobulated to the point where people are beyond scratching their heads and beyond saying to themselves, well, I don't know, maybe it's just a cycle. It'll get better. I don't know. If I go vote, what does it matter? But it matters. It totally matters, because these particular different worldviews almost, and they're in so many ways, they're in diametric opposition. And if the Democrat Party elite, that far-left worldview, wins out in the next election, well, you know, it's going to have literally dire consequences. Okay, we're coming up to the first break here, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, as we continue to race through and race into, we're racing into, the Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you, Wednesday edition. We are making our way through the Wednesday edition, just getting started. And when I say that, I really mean that. We're just getting started. All right, so once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to leave me a direct message, or send me, rather, a direct message. You can also find links to social media there, Facebook, and, of course, X as well. And we're glad if you can do that, and we'd be glad to see you there as well. So, okay, yeah, so again, we're going to hear some audio here in just a moment from Donald Trump at his town hall meeting. Now, I will say this, and we do have a caller holding on, so caller, we'll come right to you here in just a few moments. This format, though, when you have a candidate, any candidate, really, who's able to sit there for a while and just sort of articulate their position, I think people might gravitate to that format just a little bit more than the traditional debate format, because that debate format has it's kind of, I don't know that it's run its course per se, but it certainly lends itself to lots of cross-talking and talking over each other and trying to get your zinger in and trying to manipulate to where you get to that. And then, especially when it comes to, well, here's the question, and as we saw Gavin Newsom the other night, well, I'll answer your question, but never really answer the question, and then talk about something else. On a one-on-one, it's much easier, for lack of a better term, to say, look, you didn't answer my question, so-and-so. Therefore, let's get back to that question and let's continue. Because otherwise, when you say on the debate stage, well, I will answer your question, but I want to talk about this. And then another candidate will go, well, you never talk about blah, blah, blah. And then it all starts. It becomes a melee. And so this meaning, of course, that maybe this kind of format may be more informative overall for the voter when it's literally one-on-one. All right, let's head over to the telephone line. Backgammon Bob is with us here early this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Well, one quick suggestion on your on the format of the debates.
Yeah.
Is now that they're down to four people, why not have pit one guy against the other in a one-on-one, and rather than have them cross-talking, say have DeSantis against Chris Christie, give them a few minutes of one-on-one, then vice versa, where each one gets rotates around and has a chance of one-on-one, and that way you wouldn't have that.
That's a really good suggestion. Yeah, absolutely. And you have these different rounds that might go on. Well, right, because otherwise then everybody's trying to get their two cents in or get their zinger in. And
think of it as a round robin tournament, so to speak. Everybody gets a shot against everybody.
Well, absolutely. No, I think that's really insightful. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the other thing is, I think that when Trump, like when he went on his town hall last night, and I think he could do this more also do this more on his rallies.
Mm-hmm.
He needs more audiovisual aids. In other words, if he wants to talk about the possible tampering of the election, bring in some of the video and stuff from like the Dinesh D'Souza's movie, the you know the one I'm talking about, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. In other words, you see when it's
and like the video of that woman up in somewhere up in the northern states where she was going and stuffing the ballot boxes in some local election, I think it was. But the point is that I'm not saying that it might not have would have changed the election, but the point is it does exist, and he's not and it's not merely his fantasy. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's right, because during the 2020 election. Because you're right. There's fraud in every election at the national level like this. There's going to be fraud. But there always has been. But we were told, no, wait a minute, there was no fraud. You know, it's this kind of thing that seems so ridiculous that nobody really believes that, so it just becomes a party line.
Like what's her name used to say at the Burger King commercial? The old lady, show me the beef.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was Wendy's. I remember the Wendy's. Yeah, where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. We got to show them the beef. We've got to show, they're asking the beef. We got to show them the beef. Exactly. That's exactly what it comes down to. And, one other thing I wanted to bring up or wanted to mention, you know, that they mentioned a new dynamite ticket. Trump and Tucker Carlson was mentioned the other night on the radio show. And I think that might be a very interesting ticket.
I have heard that. Yeah, you know, it certainly would be out of the ordinary.
They call it TNT. TNT.
TNT. Well, it has a ring to it, no doubt about that. And Tucker Carlson's a very intelligent individual. Imagine.
Right, he would be very good. And can you imagine him debating Kamala Harrison?
Bingo. I was just going to say, can you imagine him having a debate with the vice president? It would be a very, very illuminating, shall we say.
I think I have time left enough to do this. Sure. I have a special presentation from Backgammon Bob on the division of our country that you were talking about the other night.
Okay, sure.
And I prepped this up, okay? Division of our country, it is because of the decline of religion. Religion acts as the policeman of our conscience. The carrot of heaven and the stick of hell kept people in line. It's hard to be a moral person if you are secular. It's easy to fall into identity politics because then every identity is a victim, and then you are supposed to persecute and dehumanize the evil victimizers, and you are moral because you recognize it. And they want to defund the police so they can't be stopped. And this explains why communist countries have to be totalitarian, and that is the end of it.
Very well said. Very well said. Well, that's because when you look at religion or you look at, say, you know, the Bible, for example, it explains an objective morality, right? There's an objective morality, and there's an objective good. And so when you simply have a bunch of people sitting around saying, well, we're going to define what is good, well, then it can be changing. It can be fluid.
And by the way, whether you are secular or non-secular, religion is a very good thing because then, guess what? People act decent towards each other because they feel they should, and not because they have to worry about somebody having their back or the cops or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that's right. Well, right in the Gospels, right? It's love your neighbor as you love yourself. I mean, if you're
a total atheist, you should love the fact that religion is part of the other people's belief system. And if you can be a moral person and be an atheist, all the better for you. It's not that easy to do, but it still can be done because it's logical to be more because every, and this makes it easier for that to fall into place.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, and again, it's just, when we talk about good and evil, again, you don't want to have somebody just define it for you. It's like our rights in our founding documents, right, in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these rights to be, they're self-evident, right? They are, because they come from our Creator. We're endowed by our Creator with that. It's not because somebody came up with it.
Because this is a Judeo-Christian nation was founded on Judeo-Christian ethics and stuff like that. That's why it is. And when you bring in, and all the people that founded this nation came from the European and all that kind of ancestry. And the problem, and there's nothing wrong with all these other people coming in, but if they bring the wrong moral values with them, and then it dilutes our national identity, so to speak.
Well, right. It dilutes our common, our common values, our common purpose. And there are a lot of people.
That's probably a better way to say it. Yeah, you're probably right about it. Actually, that's a better way to say it. Yeah.
Well, I think that, you're going to have people who are not religious or they don't believe in God, for example, but they also have something within them that says, I'm not going to kill. I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to do these kinds of things. And by having conversations with them and by showing them what your life is like and why you are the way that you are, they'll begin to see that light in you because they're still getting that from somewhere. They're not coming up with it.
Well, that's all well and good, but what happens when something happens and nobody's around to see it? For instance, they find somebody else's money that they leave around somebody has left money and well, okay. Nobody's here. I just keep it. If they can't figure a way that it could be traced to them, they'll just keep it. Whereas if they're religious, and guess what? They'll say, "Hey, I got the carrot and the stick back in me here. I better turn this thing back in."
That's right. Well, that's right. Yeah. Well, look left and look right, but you also got to look up. That's what you got to do. So, all right. Well,
by the way, I'm not advocating religion. I'm just saying this is a very good consequences of having essentially a religious nation.
Right. It keeps the fabric together. Back end
above.
Go ahead.
And I would say, have some of the our regular, that's the reason I called this in early today, is because I wanted to give some of the other people a chance to come in and comment and see what they think of what I've said here.
Very cool indeed. We appreciate it. Thanks, Pat, Gam, and Bob. We're heading out to the break, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Hey, great call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The hunt is on for the gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire.
School Police Chief Wayne Sneed says the gunman took off and has not been seen since. The seemingly random attack sent the campus into lockdown. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations issues a warning of impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. Approximately 1.9 million people in Gaza have been displaced. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., all are up for the Heisman Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be a part of this Wednesday morning edition of the show, it is the midweek, and yes, we're all making it through the week here. That's good. We're going together, obviously. And wherever you are this morning, whatever you're doing, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you are in law enforcement, first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're working at your job this morning, whatever you're doing across the highways and byways of America, we're glad that you're with us. We're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us. We are really excited about this show. We're really excited about it. You know, we get a lot of great calls, and we talk to a lot of nice people. And we talk about a lot of great things, and these things are really consequential. And sometimes it really does strike me, because obviously, you know, many of the things, and we try to keep it fun and we try to keep it light and so forth. But it's really something to see the things that are happening all around us, especially obviously in the Middle East. This has dominated the news ever since October 7th. The war in Ukraine still going on. There's many different aspects about that. We have all this political stuff that's happening. We have so much to talk about on that front. So really, it's kind of take your pick, of these very, very consequential events and things that are coming to pass. And to have a program like this and to have the ability to talk to you, and to hear your opinions and your input, so forth, really just means the world. So thanks again to everybody who's listening. Thanks to everybody who's writing in and supporting us and letting us know that you're there. And again, especially as we head into the holiday time, we're going to have a lot of fun here on the program. We're going to have a lot more Christmas music. Again, thanks to Michael. He wrote in over last weekend and said, hey, Kyle, it's time to play some Christmas songs. And, yes, they are starting to filter in here, And I don't know. We do have, well, I'm sure there's more than one station, but there is a music station in our area, and they start playing Christmas songs. I'm pretty sure if it's not on Thanksgiving, it's like the day before Thanksgiving. And so that's it. It's wall-to-wall Christmas. And it is kind of cool sometimes when sort of get in the holiday spirit with some of these great songs. And we've got a bunch of them, by the way. So stay tuned because, as I said, we're going to have a lot of fun as we move through the holiday season, through the month of December here, as we head to 2024. And when we get in, I think when that calendar clicks over, you know, and the ball drops in Times Square, we're going to see a shift of some sort, right? In terms of the intensity factor of moving into the 2024 election time. It's going to become much more real. It's going to become much more dominating, and people are going to, I think, really start to really think about, as I mentioned in that first segment this morning, they're really going to think about that question, are they better off? Is our country better off? Is our world better off? And this is where we have real chance to make some real change. And that's what we're all about here in this program as well. Okay, so once again, folks, welcome back. We've got all kinds of things to talk about. 949-822-7959. Let's listen to a little bit of Donald Trump talking about the state of affairs in our country and talking about, what he would do about it and this kind of thing, and some other insights that perhaps only a president of the United States can really bring to this discussion. So let's listen in. Here's Donald Trump, of course, from his town hall earlier with Sean Hannity.
Right now, we're not a great country. We're a country in decline. We are a declining country. We're laughed at all over the world. People that respected us 3 years ago, and they respected us. You wouldn't have Ukraine and Russia. You wouldn't have had the attack on Israel. You wouldn't have had that withdrawal. You would have withdrawn, but we would have withdrawn from Afghanistan with tremendous strength and power. And that's the way I had it set up. You know, in Afghanistan, we didn't lose a soldier. Many soldiers were being killed by snipers and others during the Obama administration. And Biden was there. I guess he wasn't doing so much other than collecting some cash, probably. But many, many soldiers were killed. And I spoke to the head of the Taliban. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, for 18 months, we didn't lose one soldier in Afghanistan. Nobody knows that. Until that fateful day where they killed our soldiers. They killed our, think of it, they killed our soldiers. They left Americans behind, and you covered better than anybody. And they also left $85 billion of the best military equipment, because I rebuilt the military. They left $85 billion, not million, billion dollars worth of military equipment behind in the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And the people of this country just don't want to take this anymore. So we gave them $85 billion. They killed our people, and they have people there. They have Americans there that we didn't even get out. It was like a surrender. And after that, Russia said, well, you know, these people are incompetent. They're overrated, and they went in, they attacked Ukraine.
Okay, stop right there. So there's a lot going on there, right there already, talking about the nation in decline. And that's a hard thing to talk about and to hear, right? Because, you know, I'm definitely in the vein of what Ronald Reagan liked to say and did say very forcefully, and that is, you know, America's days are always ahead. That needs to be our perspective. That needs to be our goal. That needs to be the thing that we pass on to the next generation, that America's greatest days are ahead. And it's very difficult to do that when there is so much noise about what our country is really about, where we came from, how we were able to change in many fundamental ways that went in the right moral direction. You know, Backgammon Bob, earlier on the telephone call, was talking about the idea of morality and so forth. Well, one of the things that was my my perception as I was growing up in the shadow of, for example, in this particular case, in the shadow of Dr. Martin Luther King and his famous speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and the civil rights movement and so forth, America moved in the right moral direction. But you see, that's built in to our country. That's built in to our system to be able to do that. And so to hear that our country is somehow in decline, as I said, that's very difficult to hear, to think about. And so what we need to do is make sure that we're always on track to bequeath, as it were, a much better America than ever before. And to think, because, you know, we look back in history and we say, well, this was, you know, this empire or that empire, and, you know, famous Roman Empire, and there's many different sackings of Rome that occurred and so forth, and there's always something happening in the ancient world and in history. Well, this country or this faction rises, and then it falls, and then it's kind of gone, and then there's a long period of time, and then something else comes up, and it, okay, this is going to be the best thing. But America, and we're not that old comparatively to empires of the ancient times and so forth that would exist for a long, long, long period of time, or civilizations, as it were. But we do have the unique perspective, and we're positioned uniquely to carry these things forward to lead the free world hopefully, a much brighter time. And right now we've got a lot of darkness that's coming in because of these terror groups, this hatred. Now it's unabashed hatred that we're seeing of Jews here we go again. It's like World War II with the Third Reich and all this stuff. I mean, this is very, very troubling. But as I was saying, our nation, the best days are going to be ahead. That's just the way it has to be. In other words, to even consider that it would be a different way would be to just sort of have to admit, well, all is lost. Well, all is not lost. All is not lost. When we come back from the break, we're going to have our first Trucker Travel Report. We've got a great song tonight, by the way, really great song, I think. And we're going to continue hearing from President Trump and some of the things that he said at this town hall, because he was just getting ready to talk about Vladimir Putin going into Ukraine. The way he's framing it here, that they saw what happened in Afghanistan. These people are incompetent, and that all goes into the hopper. That goes into the decision-making, right, of whether or not you're going to do something that you think the United States will cause dire consequences for. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number. And we're going to see you right after this short interlude. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing to race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the program. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And we have a lot more to talk about. And, of course, we've reached the very first Trucker Traveler report for the morning. We got a great song in store for you here. And I sure appreciate a message I got here from driver Ron in Denver. And he says, "Hi, Kyle, happy birthday." I appreciate that very much, Ron. Thank you so much. He said he heard me talking with Denise yesterday morning. He says, "Very cool." And he liked the choice of "Goodbye to You" by Scandal that we heard on the program yesterday. Said it was a good choice. Yes, a good breakup song. I agree, Ron. Absolutely. He said it was actually had been on his list for requests, so he's going to cross that one off now. Well, you know, it'll cycle back around. He talks about the song "Warrior" and her collaboration with Don Henley's "Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough." He says he believes are basically her only other really big hits, right? And she did sing on Don Henley's album and so forth, and that one of that duet is actually pretty good. It's a great song, by the way. Don Henley, I don't know if he could write a bad song. That's my question. I don't think he can do it. I don't think if he tried, he could write a bad song. All right, so let's start out here because I like this song a lot as well. This is also gets back in the Wayback Machine, right into the early 80s. And let's start out this morning with a little bit of Bryan Adams, Cuts Like a Knife. To the days of, MTV. And if you had cable television in the early 1980s, you had MTV, and that was a big deal back then when all that first started up, and the different MTV VJs, you know where they went, by the way? The remaining MTV VJs, they're all on Sirius XM, and they do shows on 80s on 8 and so forth. And there's a lot of cool stories that they tell, too, because they met everybody, and they were kind of in the thick of the whole thing, and they've got a lot of great stories. You know, they're good. They're great stories, actually. So it's always good to hear. But Bryan Adams, Cuts Like a Knife. You know, I don't often think something is a perfect record. It's always very close, but I kind of think in terms of production, the way that this all goes together, the rock vocal on this and everything, it just seems like they just were able to capture lightning in a bottle on this. And Bryan Adams, of course, had a bunch of other great hits as well. So, once again, Cuts Like a Knife, great song, great sound right there. Okay, so let's take a look here at what's going on with the weather as we go through this hour. We'll have more next hour, of course. Up in Seattle, Washington, we do have, looks like flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues to be possible. Portions of northwest and west central Washington, including the following counties, Washington, Callum, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Grays Harbor, Island, Kitsap, San Juan, Sagitt, Whatcom, and so forth. You've got this kind of weather that's happening there. It can cause excessive flooding. This looks like it could go through late Wednesday night. We're checking the precipitation here real quick. We do have that all this rain that's just coming in off of the Pacific Ocean. It's in a huge band that runs down from Seattle, down through Portland, down through Eugene, Oregon. Richard the Marine, I'm sure, has got all kinds of rain right now in his vantage point in the central coast of Oregon. This band is going to go out into the Pacific, and it can make its way, it looks like, into parts of Northern California without any problem very, very quickly. But also, if you're going out I-90 through Spokane up to northern Idaho and down I-90 on your way to Missoula, you're probably going to have all kinds of weather up there in the higher elevations and certainly along 4th of July Pass. So do be aware of that. In terms of other precipitation right now in West Virginia, we got rain mixed with snow. And this looks like that's going to be in the Webster Springs, Somerville, Montgomery, Fayetteville is going to be in that area as well. So you've got to be careful there. And then over in Virginia, Richmond, we've got some rain hovering around Richmond right now. Then Knoxville, Tennessee, you got rain both to the north and south of you right now, and so be careful there. But in terms of warnings that we have, for example, we do have high wind warnings for Cheyenne. This is going to dip down I-25 down through Denver, mostly I-70 just west of Denver. You got high wind watches going on there. Then in northern Nevada right now, looks like we got weather disturbance that's going to bring in increasing cloud cover and wind to portions of central and particularly northern Nevada on Wednesday, with increasing chances for light snow Wednesday night through Thursday. So a stronger weather feature is going to bring in better chances for accumulating snow to the valleys across central and northeastern Nevada late Thursday through Friday. So if you're going to be traveling up I-80 up there, coming out of Reno, up through Elko, on your way to Utah, for example, you got that to deal with on Thursday for sure. So do be careful there. Rounding this out here, we do have some wind advisories in southern Oregon coming down into northern California. This is also going to include Reno, and it looks like parts of maybe 395, if you're coming down 395 down through places like Lone Pine, you've got a wind advisory going on there as well. So be careful out there, because we want you to get where you're going in one piece. Absolutely, we want you to be safe. And we do understand that a powerful weekend storm could be coming in here to the Midwest and to the East. So we'll tell you more about that as we get more information about it. So definitely, this is a storm that's tracking coming through at this point from the middle of the country. And then also in the Northwest, as we were talking about, that atmospheric river phenomenon continues to be a real factor. So if you're in that area, we were just talking about Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Portland, and so forth, southern Oregon, into Wednesday, small streams and rivers will become raging torrents, according to AccuWeather, and pose significant threats to lives and property. The atmospheric river has already turned deadly as a man swept away along Johnson Creek near Portland, Oregon, on Monday. So, folks, do be careful. The weather is can do, unfortunately, awesome and terrible things. So stay right there, folks. We're coming up for the top of the hour news. We've got to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Donald Trump from that town hall meeting with Sean Hannity. We'll take your telephone calls, too, at 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
You're listening to Pile One.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.